All right. Thank you very much. And my name is Andy. I'm your host tonight for Cabaret. We do have the Widow's Bane in for a special Beyond the Grave program. And why don't you guys get started, play some music for us here on KGNU?
No, Andy, I will not. I will not start by playing music. I'm sorry. Every time I come on the radio, I say, I tain't gonna do this. I tain't gonna be a nuisance. I tain't gonna argue with the host, and then it always comes out. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. All right. Here we go. This is our theme song. It's called Holloway. Don't worry. I tain't gonna do that again.
Keep on to the dark South China Sea. We left a wake of dames to mourn the lives we took for free. Our booty to the dark lord sworn, yes, our lives belong to ye. So we hold that bowline bloody for eternity.
In 65
baby girl, there's an evil in this world. Root runs as deep as a cypress tree. It'll use its clawing sound to lure your sweetheart down to darkness deeper than the sea.
There's an evil in this world. Rule runs as deep as a cypress tree. It uses clawing sound to lure your sweetheart down to a dark.
Thank you.
child that she ate, a body would inflate till it broke the river from its shore. The wind flooded all the land. Our people took a stand. Now that evil Bruja is no more.
When our tribe was young, we were children of the sun. The river brought us all that we could be. But a Bruja from the south came up the river's mouth, and that monster made our country bleed. And that monster made our country bleed. And that monster made country.
Listening to The Cabaret. My name is Andy, and I'm your host tonight. We are in the studio live with the Widow's Bane. And can I call you Governor? Is that?
Yeah, that's my formal title.
Formal title.
I'd appreciate it if you would.
I will then. So you're working on a new show, and you're going to be performing October 20th. And it's with Wonderbound, the aerial ballet, correct?
Aerial, not so sure. What is aerial? That means they do it in the air?
They do it in the air.
Geez. I don't know. I was wondering if that was actually happening, if it was just the drugs we've been on during rehearsals. No, I believe they actually stay on the ground, Andy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
What is aerial ballet?
It's using ropes, like...
Ropes, no.
No.
There's no rope except for the one in my dressing room, and that's for pregame Anyway, I don't know if it's safe to discuss my private time on the radio, but that's the only rope involved.
Okay, so it's not, okay.
No, no.
What do I know?
If there was aerial, they wouldn't have to wear ballet shoes now, would they, Andy?
You never know.
It's like the most featured thing on the stage is the shoes.
The shoes. It's all about the shoes?
It really is. Yeah. They stand on their very tippy toes.
So what was it like writing for an earthbound ballet?
It's just another day at the office, really, you know. I mean, I crank them out. Ballets, operas, symphonies, you know. It makes no difference to me.
Everything. And you've been above ground a lot this month.
Yeah. This month we've been working pretty hard. We're always above ground, though, Andy. I don't know if you know that or not.
I don't know.
Sometimes we're up in the penthouse suite, in fact, most of the time.
Fancy.
Yeah.
That's very fancy.
It is.
And then you're playing in Fort Collins?
Yeah, then on Halloween proper, we're going to be at Washington's up there in Fort Collins. I guess it's a new state-of-the-art theater, one up to snuff for our talent.
You have a lot of talent in this room, too.
We do. Most of these guys I just found out in the parking lot, which was lucky because I didn't have a band today. they were all too hungover to show up. But I showed up, and there happened to be a feller with an accordion. They're playing for change over there on Foothills and Walnut.
An accordion? That's kind of like a synthesizer before there was electricity, huh?
Yeah, this feller's very high-tech.
All right, what are you going to play next for us?
We're plumb out of songs. Thanks for having us, Andy.
Hey, it was nice having you guys here.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll see if we can drag something up here. Oh, yeah. Okay. We'll try this one. This is sort of like the title track. Let's do it. Don't Get Lost, My Child. Right? That version. This is a title track. Kind of, we reworked it a little bit. But the whole ballet is based on a song that I wrote called Old Bayou. And it's about these little kids that get snatched up by this sadistic puppet maker down in the bayou of Louisiana. And he strips their soul from their flesh. And he feeds the flesh to this alligator out there. Anyway, the song will tell this story. I don't want to bore you. Although I do like the sound of my own voice. Anyway. Do you want me to bore you, Andy?
Bore me.
You look bored already, my friend. You look terribly bored. Would you like Adderall or something? I've got a pocket full of them here.
I would like something.
All right, maybe this song here will perk you up.
Toiling in the swamps, in a shack made of human bones and the puppets that he haunts. They hang like crucifixions from their frame threads, but unlike the saints, these ones aren't good. Older than the French Canadian War. Every harvest moon, she knocks at the puppet master's door. A puppet master feeds her on the blood of girls and boys. The gator's eyes
are beating hearts, our scales are broken toys.
How'd you like them apples, Andy?
That song was autobiographical. I know it.
Well, I had a thing or two.
Yeah.
I had a co-starring role in that story, really.
Yeah, I think you did. Before you guys play the next song, I want to just clarify for the people out there. October 20th through the 28th, you're playing both weekends, or the show is both weekends, at two different Denver area venues. One is the Pace Center in Parker. And the other one on the 26th, 27th, and 28th is at the Performing Arts Complex at Pinnacle Charter School. And that's in Denver. Okay, now you can play again.
I don't want to, Andy.
I want you to. I can be petulant.
All right, well, the ballet is only 15 minutes long, so I don't know what we're going to play now. I can play this one here. I wrote this one for... my fifth wife. She's the one that put the arsenic in me whiskey.
What year was that?
1776, give or take. A few years. They all kind of run together. But, she was the one that ultimately introduced me to the Dark Lord himself. I never would have met him if it wasn't for her. So, you know, through the years.
You met Dick Cheney?
Yeah. He was the captain of our ship. Actually, Dick Cheney was the first mate. We all know who the captain was, don't we? Yeah. Old Cheeto. Old Cheeto head. Actually, he's a tryhard. The president I'm talking about. Donald Trump. He's a tryhard. Everything he knows he stole from me, and he does it poorly. I do everything he does, but better. So anyway, my... fifth wife can contest to that, which is why she put the arsenic in me whiskey, because I was just too wealthy for her to stand by. She had to have it all. Anyway, it's just like women, isn't it? You can agree with me, Andy.
I'm not saying a word.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous territory agreeing with me these days. Everything's so PC. Anyway, this is a love song. This is for all you... truly beloveds out there that were brave enough to tie that fatal knot, or perhaps you're thinking of it. We are for hire. We're a wedding band. So this song here is called The Wedding Song. You want to bring us in there, Bastion?
down at all. Ran away and left my heart shot full of kerosene. So strike a match, turn my love to confetti. There ain't no lady, there ain't no girl, there ain't no dame in this whole damn world that could love a man like me. There's plenty of fish as well as sharks in the deep blue sea.
I tried to hold her, oh, but now I just hold her. What's left of me? I know I've no dignity, but I trade it willingly. But she will just spend one.
It's a work in progress. It's got like 365 verses right now, but it's still not finished.
Ah, okay. You're listening to The Widow's Bane here on KGNU, The Cabaret, and stay tuned for more music. More. We want more music.
Oh, right now?
Right now.
I thought you were saying stay tuned while I go change my pants. All right. Well, I'll just play this next song without any pants on, then. It's all the same to me, as long as it doesn't bother you, Andy.
Doesn't bother me.
I can tell.
What do we got?
Oh, this is a sad bastard song here. Oh, yeah, we're going to do that. All right, here we go. Never played this before. Thank you.
lay on my back when you were just a little kid. Scared of the dark, laying in your crib, waiting for mama to turn on the light. But she never did. Lay on my back when you watch those stars. Seem so bright, seem so far, but you'll know one day they'll be falling around you. And so today they are, because the world turns just like the sea turns, just like the sun burns, just like we fall in turn, just like the world turns, like the world turns. It burns, it burns, it burns, and it burns.
Such a sweet song, and then you talked about burning.
Well, that's what makes it sweet. Ah, yeah,
gotcha. This is hang on, I'm gonna plug their shows here. This is you're listening to Cabaret with the Widow's Bane, and they are playing October 20 through 28th with Wonderbound doing Wicked Bayou, named after a Widow's Bane song that you wrote.
That is correct.
That's autobiographical. And if you go to www.wonderbound.com, you can find out all the information. for the tickets and all that kind of stuff.
It's a ballet.
It's a ballet.
So really, if you're not cultured, don't bother coming. I mean, it's a bourgeois event. We don't want any working class or any lower class there. So
Such a capitalist.
Well, I mean, truly, that stuff is contagious. You know what I mean, Andy? Being poor. Have you ever hung out with a poor person? Clearly you have. I can tell by your belt. But no, seriously. This is a highbrow event. It's a ballet, for God's sakes. So, if you're just into drinking light beer, you know, and watching football with your chums, okay, come to Halloween at Washington's. But if that's your prerogative, stay away from the ballet. You're only going to ruin it for us fine upper class folks. You know what I'm talking about. And I don't mean to be offensive.
Keep going. Dig your own grave again.
My own grave. You're just saying that because we're in Boulder, Colorado.
Is this everybody's grave? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I considered going vegan. I really did. And it wasn't that. It wasn't so much that I felt that I had to then shrink wrap myself in spandex and do downward facing dog with the rest of the Boulder hippies. That wasn't what kept me from it. It was that I missed the smell of burning meat. You know what I mean?
Do you eat the goats after goat yoga?
Goat yoga. Don't get me started on goat yoga. Talk about low class, huh? Yeah, let's go out to the barnyard and roll around in the dirt with the animals. Consider that spiritual somehow. Give me a break.
You're such a capitalist.
Hey, you know what? I would have my own goat yoga farm if they were doing well, if it made economic sense. But they're really not. They're struggling. Goat yoga is so 2017, really. All right. You don't do it anymore, do you, Bob? Your goat yoga days are over. Nope. No more with the goat yoga. What's next?
Governor, play a song.
I'd do some pig yoga.
Pig yoga?
Yeah. That'd be more apropos, if you ask me.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of capitalists, I wrote this song about an old good friend of mine. He died some years back. Bonaparte. You heard of this fella? Now, there's a fella that would put Donald Trump to shame. You know what I mean? That's what we need. We need another Bonaparte. And I'm just that man. You know, November's coming up. It's election season. I've got my T-shirts made. So please, even if you don't vote for me, buy one of my T-shirts and wear it to goat yoga. And, you know, my platform is really much the same as Bonaparte's in the sense that I'm all about world domination. But I'm much on the same plane with Donald Trump in that my platform's all about kill the poor and feed the rich. Because, you know, there's a lot of overpopulation, a lot of pollution. If we killed the poor and fed the rich, all the world's problems would be solved. So vote for Governor Leach this November. Here's a song about one of my heroes, Mr. Bonaparte.
Our chance.
of the town was burning by murder.
What boys you gonna be by? Who's pack of pain when you go in the pack?
Ask you this question all night.
All right, shoot.
Why were you going to Portland?
We didn't mean to, for Christ's sake. We were shooting for L.A. We didn't have our compass with us. Our ship had been sunk, you know. We're floating ashore in a damn dinghy, living on sewer rats and mackerel.
So where exactly did your ship sink?
In the Bering Sea. You know where that is?
Yeah.
It's up around Alaska way.
What were you doing up there?
We're on vacation.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. And then here comes St. Gabriel out of nowhere, you know, sinks our ship. It's like Greenpeace, you know what I mean? Really rude. We're minding our own business. Maybe we killed a whale or two. Anyway, sunk the ship. We all had to pile into a damn dinghy. And we're heading for Los Angeles because I heard I could have quite a career there. Anyway, we mistook it by a few hundred miles. We ended up in Portland. We rolled ashore. We had our instruments with us, so I thought, well, this is as good a city as any to make a living at. We tried to go to work. We looked just like every other band out there. I'm serious. Just a bunch of hipsters, you know what I mean? A bunch of emo hipsters out there. And they're all ripping us off. You know, I guess they'd heard about us through the grapevine or something. So anyway, we hitched a ride. Nobody would stop, except for, and here's one good thing I'll say about the liberals. This VW bus pulls up, and they'll give anybody a ride. They don't care. You can be a rapist or whatever. Not that I am. I'm not saying that I am.
Or a conservative.
Yeah, they'll pick up a conservative even, like me. And they did. And they, but we didn't get to choose where we were going. They said they're going to Boulder, Colorado. And we hitched a ride out here. I had never heard of the place before. Come out here. Come to find out, it's nothing but tempeh and goat yoga. Jesus Christ. But one good thing about it is that we stand out here. People notice us, you know. And shortly after arriving, we ran into this feller, Clay Rose. And he said he could get us some gigs. And I said, hey, you know, money's money. So been here ever since. Seems that the people really adore us around here.
So you tied your proverbial noose around your neck to Clay Rose, huh?
Well, yeah, I did. I signed an exclusive contract. I know he's regretting that.
I know he is.
Yeah, but it was a good career move for us, I think, you know. He's actually the one gave us a contract. He's the one been trying to get out of it, but luckily I've got good lawyers. Mm-hmm. And he didn't notice that I added a zero to it before he signed it. So he's into us for another 30 years.
There you go. And it was written in blood. I would assume.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What are you going to play next?
I don't know, Andy. What would you like to hear? Some Barry Manilow?
I was thinking, why, you know, you're a bunch of undead pirates. Why would you foist Freebird on us?
Oh, you want some Freebird? Let me see.
I think I won that round finally.
No, I'm looking up the chords on my phone here.
So Halloween night at Washington's in Fort Collins, it's going to be one heck of a show.
It sure is. I think it might be selling out soon. So if you want to come, you ought to get tickets.
Get tickets fast.
Yeah.
All right. Play another song.
This one is called Flames of Hell. It's a love song.
Oh, that don't sound good. Give me a minute here.
Not that it really matters. Won't be able to tell once it kicks in here. I don't even remember what key it's in. I don't know why I'm bothered tuning. All right, here's one for all the kiddies. Staying up late past their bedtime listening to Uncle Morty. Thank you. Here's one for you. Little lullaby to put you to sleep.
Back before the streets had names, you used to get lost out in the rain. Oh, the cul-de-sac was always the same. And each time you would swear in vain that you'd never find your way back there again. Oh, look how far you came.
It's a raining cats and dogs, you've made another wrong turn again. If you can't prepare for the journey, prepare for the end. The guy ain't no naive roo, he sees everything you do. He's like Santa Claus, he pays up for your sin. Trade will be worth more than gold. You clutch at the life you can, clutch it in your clammy little hands. In the end, my friend, you will grow old. And all the love you're chasing now turns like a pack of dogs. And all the power you were waiting for is nothing but your breath in the fog. Used to get lost in the rain. Oh, the cul-de-sac was always the same.
Well, that was perfect.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your...
That was perfect. I walked in right at the right time.
Thank you for your attentiveness there, Andy. That makes us feel very valued.
I got to put my headphones on. All right.
For those of you at home, Andy just staggered through the door with a beer in his hand.
It's a cider, thank you. This is Boulder.
Yeah, right. Cider, my eye.
But it's a Stella cider. I don't know. Anyway, this is Cabaret. My name's Andy. This has been Widow's Bane talking to you and playing music and other things. And they will be performing with Wonderbound, a ballet called Wicked Bayou, all through October. Go to wonderbound.com, and then they'll be playing live Halloween night. Well, you'll be playing live with the ballet also.
Yes, we will. We'll be on stage with the ballet.
Cool.
Yeah. So even if you don't like ballet.
Is there a stage big enough?
Not big enough for my persona, really.
Yeah. That's what I was worried about.
Yeah. Well, they're building it out, I understand.
Okay, good.
They've got a construction crew there.
They're gonna
working day and night, trying to accommodate me.
You may wear a shorter hat. He may have to wear a shorter hat.
Nonsense.
Does the hat ever come off?
No.
It doesn't. It's like glued on.
Not even when I bathe.
Yeah. It looks like it's stuck.
You should see me wear nothing but this hat, Andy. You'd enjoy it.
Well, I saw you with your pants off before, so.
They're still off. I was just wearing white pants, so you can't tell the difference.
Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They looked a little wet, too, so.
Don't project now, Andy.
All right, Governor. Play a song.
All right. Here's another Sad Bastard song for you. What key is this one in? Oh, yeah. Oh, I should have probably been telling the synopsis of the ballet while we played, or would that be too much of a...
No, you could do
that. That'd be a spoiler, wouldn't it?
No.
Okay, well, in the ballet, this song is played while we see this little girl being brought out in chains in a cage, and she comes out and she dances her final moments on this earth, and then she's fed to an enormous alligator. So that's why it's a sad song.
It's a happy song.
Well, it depends on your perspective, Andy.
I think I got the right perspective.
Well, this is supposed to be from her perspective, so I have a little bit of empathy here, Andy. Christ, you're so cold-hearted. Thank you.
lost. In an ocean of time,
You're listening to KGNU Cabaret. I'm your host, Governor Mortimer Leach. In the studio with us tonight is Mr. Andy. Andy, how's it going? Where'd you get that shirt? Tell me about it.
I got this shirt probably 40 years ago.
No kidding.
No kidding.
Well, it looks like you got it yesterday. Well, I think it's just the way you wear it, sir.
I think I wear it well, right?
Would you wear my shirt for me?
I would wear your shirt, but you're not wearing one.
Touche. Maybe next week.
Next week.
That's a gift about radio, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Nobody really knows.
Don't really have to wear anything at all.
That's right. We have time for one song left, but last time, wonderbound.com. Go get your tickets because they'll sell out, I'm sure. And Fort Collins, two songs?
No. I don't know what he's talking about.
And then Fort Collins on Halloween night. And you guys definitely got to see Widow's Bane live because it is a treat.
Yes,
or
please.
A trick.
Please come on out. It's a little bit of both. It's a tricky treat, is what it is.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay tuned next week on Cabaret. I'll be back interviewing a Fort Collins band called the Sugar Britches.
Oh, yeah. Sugar Britches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That sounds nice. That sounds delicious.
Fun. Yeah.
That's a good idea. That reminds me of one time when I was just a little lad, I was digging through my mom's underwear drawer. You know, she was at work, and I found a pair of red licorice panties, and they were half eaten.
What year was this?
You know, it was back at the beginning of red licorice panties. They've been around longer than dirt, really. I mean, on the seventh day, God made red licorice panties.
Lovely. Yeah.
And they were half eaten. I don't know if the dog got at it or if it was me paw. But either way, it was fairly disturbing. I haven't been the same since.
It informed you, huh?
I ate the other half, needless to say. All right, here we go. Oh, that sounds terrible.
Perfect.
I got to tune up again.
You're listening to Cabaret, Widow's Bane. My name's Andy. I may or may not be back next week.
They'll probably never have you back again. This is the final nail in your coffin.
Yep.
Well, anyways, this song here is a title track of our last album. It's called Don't Be Afraid, It's Only Death. And what I mean by that is they have red licorice panties in the afterlife. So rest easy, children. Thank you. Until next time, this is Governor Mortimer Leach and the Widow's Bane.
Just beyond that wide river Styx is a place where sick men like me get our kicks. It's a waiting room like you've never seen before, with
a 25-piece band and a 10,000-square-foot ballroom floor. Now there's a lady all dressed in red, all gussied up with a bullet in her head. Looks like she could use a drink or a dance with the dead.
You're an animal, sir.